The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
Snap.
Every suspect innocent until proven guilty in the court of law, including quarantine.
Unless you're Brock and Hunter, then we know you're guilty.
Right.
Always.
Guaranteed.
Good morning, everybody. 729. All right, let's get right to it. It's sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. If you've not tried all the amazing different flavors of Bud Light Seltzer, you're an idiot. It's so great, good. You know. Next time you go out for your essentials, groceries, maybe pick up a pack. I think you'll do yourself a little bit of favor while you're stuck in quarantine. Anyway, go check it out, Bud Light Seltzers.
No joke.
No joke.
Getting around there. They're actually very, very, very good.
What do you got sports, Hunter?
I got something local here real quick. Andy messaged me last night. He's like, man, you got to talk about this in sports. I know sports is light. There's probably not much going on. And I am like, thank hell. Andy, there you go. Thanks for the text. Carlos Scooby Johnson from Benton Harbor High School was voted Mr. Basketball on the state of Michigan by all the state's high school coaches.
Dude, that's insane.
Yeah.
So, Carlos Scooby Johnson from Benton Harbor is Mr. Basketball of all of the state of Michigan for high schoolers. That's awesome.
Bro, you know how good you got to be at basketball to get Mr. Basketball, and especially in this state?
Dude.
You got to be good, bro.
I don't even get Mr. Radio, and I've done this for 12 years. Carlos is doing it right, all right? That's
Carlos
awesome, though.
Figured it out.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. Yeah, local boy getting it.
There you go. Some good local news there.
Yeah.
Just looking through sports here, too. Carl Anthony Towns, he's from the Wolves. His mother's in medically induced coma with COVID-19.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Bummer news there. NASCAR orders pay cuts for employees until racing returns. Just a briefing on that. I got another story here. The Chargers update their logo. Lean heavily on powder blue.
Come on, guys.
Yeah,
nothing scarier than a bunch of guys in powder blue jerseys.
Yeah. It's not the manliest color, but you know what? I do like they kind of change the logo a little bit. I think the lightning bolt's the same, but the lightning bolt and the Chargers, I think, was a little different.
Yeah, in so, powder blue.
In powder blue.
I don't want to
playing the Vikings in purple.
they have a name for it. I don't want to step on your toes, Hunter, but I actually have some sports as well.
Yeah, what you got?
I don't know if you're privy to this, but I'm just going to play it for you. There's some great commentary from Joe Buck, and I will say I don't like Joe Buck as a NFL announcer, but I think he really captured the essence of this sport.
All right, how can you do some sort of odd sporting event or call from your desk and not do the great marble race? So I'm going to start the video now, and off they go. Amazing how they get out of the gate, and you would have to think that if these marbles are all weighted the same, that whichever one gets out in front will likely be the winner. As I look at how much time is left in this race, just under a full 2 minutes, as that turquoise ball looks like an eyeball just plucked right out of the socket of Cameron Diaz is rolling its way down this track. Who has the kind of time to build this track? That's the most impressive.
So Joe Buck did commentary, basically play-by-play, for this video that's gone viral of this marble race.
So it's kind of a thing now. I don't know if this is the original video, but I'm serious, guys. I am 100%. I was talking to Brock about this off air. There's these marble race videos, and it started with one guy or a group of guys, and now they got this, like, whole full-blown, like, It's a YouTube channel, Marble Racing.
Yeah.
And it sounds so stupid.
It does.
You know what? Initially, you start it and you're like, oh my God, really? But there's something about it. Like you get like 15 seconds into the video and you pick a marble.
Yeah.
I think it just naturally happens. You pick a marble and then you start watching and you're like, oh my God, here we go.
I've wasted so much time of my life watching marbles race and I never thought I would say that sentence ever.
You know what? What a perfect time though to do some marble racing.
Exactly. Maybe you'll make a marble track in your house and videotape it. It's great. Oh, all right, there you go.
By tomorrow morning, Brock.
In your basement? I love it. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.